Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
I want to read a very powerful, powerful quote from Edgar Cayce that I really, really love. Edgar Cayce said, "Love is giving, love is growth. It may be cultivated, or it may be seared. Selfness on the part of each is necessary. Remember that the union of body, mind, and spirit should never be for the desire of self, but is one. For love grows, love endures, love forgives, love understands. Love keeps things as opportunity that otherwise might become hardships. So do not sit still and accept others to do all the giving and all the forgiving, but rather make it a unison of purpose for each to become a complement of one to the other forever." And I think that really, really sums up relationships of all types. It really, really does. We want to remember that soulmate relationships, and now it's interesting how you soulmate relationships on the internet, on Google, and on the search engine, and you come up with a million dating sites and everything else to find your soulmate. It's truly amazing. Yeah, but they're not limited to male-female sexual relationships. To be politically correct, they can be male-male, female-female. We can have soulmate relationships with our friends, the people at work, our children. Soulmate relationships of all kinds. There are all kinds of relationships. The key is, if we have an emotional connection with that person, whether it be good or bad, that's a soulmate relationship. A soulmate is an individual that we draw to ourselves in the present so that we can learn from them by our experiences with one another. Relationships are our most powerful teachers. That's why we've talked so much in the forgiveness about how in relationships it seems to bring everything out in the past. It just brings it all to the surface. And that's because there are things there that we need to learn. They're teachers. And we step back and we can do that because, you know, if we don't, and we're going to get into this in the next meetup, it's just amazing how they, if we don't learn it, keeps coming back. The same type of person shows up, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's somebody we get involved with in a relationship, same type of person, because we haven't learned the lesson. So the universe puts that same person back in front of us until we learn it. Not optional. That's what I want to get into with this next meditation. So now remember, we learn most from ourselves through our interactions with others. And so let's examine a very positive relationship that we have in the present or the past. It, you know, it can be, again, living or deceased, but a positive relationship that we feel good about. So I want you to get comfortable again. Make sure you have your space. Feel comfortable. Deep breath. Relax. Space. Breathe. Take another deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let all the tension, if there's any left from the last meditation, you just let it all flow out through your arms and legs. And with the next breath, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to let your mind wander and your imagination flow. In your imagination, I want you to see an individual that you truly love. Again, it could be living or deceased. Male or female, perhaps it's a parent, grandparent, friend, sibling, relative, an associate, even a spouse or child. Imagine this person standing before you and think about his or her qualities and traits. In your imagination, what does it feel like, or did it feel like, to be around this person? How does this person make you feel? What qualities are most evident in this individual's actions? What he or she says? Or what he or she seems to be? Is this person kind, empathetic? Is he or she loving, joyous? Does this individual have a sense of humor? Does he or she like to have fun? Now, just for a few moments, imagine this individual in all his or her qualities. Just feel what it is like to be in this individual's presence. Now, in your imagination, try to discover what it was that this individual most tried to teach you about yourself. Perhaps it was self-acceptance. Perhaps it was how to be more self-loving. Perhaps it was how to discover joy and laughter with others. Perhaps it was all of these things and many more. But this person tried to show you a number of things that ultimately could be helpful in your life. in your imagination, take all the love and acceptance you've received from this person and breathe. Breathe in deeply, take in all the love from this person. Now take in another deep breath. Now with the next breath, bring your palms up, covering your eyes, keeping your eyes closed. And with the next breath, keeping your palms over your eyes, open up your eyes. Underneath your palms. And with the next breath, gently part your fingers, allowing the light to meet your eyes. Breathing deeply. And bring your palms down and put them on your lap. And you can look around the room, your back centered in present time. And just take a couple of breaths and just relax and be centered. Now, when you do this meditation, I recommend to my clients afterwards take some time and write down all the qualities about the person that have helped you. Because the evidence that we can see those qualities in another person means we have them in ourselves. If we can see them in someone else, we have them in ourselves because we're mirrors. Because remember, we learn most about ourselves through our interactions with others. Whatever qualities most affected you are, in all likelihood, as I say, they're the same quality and patterns you have within you. And perhaps, you know, you haven't worked on them to the same extent. They're not yet evident. You don't see them. But the fact that you're able to see them in somebody else, maybe a person you admire, they're evident that you do possess those qualities. And the fact that these are all qualities that we possess. And take the time to acknowledge that. You know, acknowledge that. Because, you know, yourself, the positive things that you have in yourself, because we all have amazing strengths and weaknesses through our connection with Spirit. Unfortunately, most often, what do? We focus on the negative things about ourselves instead of the positive things. We all do it. I do it. Rather than all the positive that we have right within us that we all possess. And that's what this exercise, this meditation, will bring out. What was it, about 8 minutes for this meditation? It's not another meditation you could do anytime, really any place. You're waiting for somebody in a car. You parked your car. You can do this in your car. You can do this anytime, any place. It's really, really, really helpful. We can learn so much, advance our lives so much in our happiness by having better relationships. And we did a meetup on it last year, but I'm going to take it from a different angle. We're going to approach it through the Akashic Records and really get into that. And I think you really enjoy that. Edgar Cayce was the main foundation. They are records that keep every thought, everything we say, we do. They are the records that of our past, present, and future. But remember something. The future is not fixed. It's ever-changing. And that's why the Akashic Records are so important, because we can mesh different things, because the future is very interchangeable. And I think you really, really, really enjoy that. And it'll help, too, with the attraction. I think you're, when we cover this in more depth, the attraction, why we draw people in. This is really going to bring it home when we discuss this. Because I would not have thought of this topic if Dennis hadn't brought it up 2 weeks ago, so it's great. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And then, like I said, we're still figuring out our Saturday morning session, when we're going to have that, because at that point, we can really get, we have a full morning session, we can get into the four chambers of the heart, and what each chamber of the heart has a history tied to the Akashic records, how we access it, what it's trying to teach us. Each chamber is different. We can meditations on all four of them, and then that takes us directly to being able to tie into the Akashic records. Because if you can learn to access the Akashic records, oh my goodness, is that a wealth of information? And it can be done. So we will do that. We're willing to help you in any way that we can.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.